This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. When an alleged plot to cause mass casualties at Fairhaven Union High School was uncovered and revealed by police in February, Governor Phil Scott said he was shaken and made a swift statement about measures he wanted to see taken by the legislature to try to make Vermont, and especially its schools, safer. Over the spring, schools around the state participated in safety assessments led by the Agency of Education and the Department of Public Safety. Meanwhile, the legislature approved a $4 million appropriation to go toward safety enhancements at Vermont schools. This week, the state said that more than 250 schools have applied for some of that money to go toward improving their readiness. So joining us now to talk about how the state will be allocating those funds is Rob Evans, School Safety Liaison Officer for the Agency of Education and the Department of Public Safety. Rob, it's nice to talk with you again.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can you just remind us of some of the highlights of what your team found after going through all of Vermont's public schools and some other schools in terms of how we are actually doing with security protocol and safety?
Well, Jane, I first want to say that, you know, since 1999, school executive leadership teams, Agency of Education, and the Department of Public Safety, along with the Vermont School Crisis Planning Team, has really been prioritizing school safety as an initiative that we feel is extremely, extremely important. And certainly the governor's initiative that started with the school safety site assessments, you know, that we hit every single public, private, and independent school across the state with the assistance of local, county, and state law enforcement officers. And about 98% of the public schools got a visit, and well over 80% of the private and independent schools got a visit. And what we found and determined was, you know, we have some operational strengths, things where folks are doing really, really well. And I think some of those priorities are, and some of those initiatives have been, that folks are continuing with a crisis response planning process. But some of the challenges that we have are fiscal challenges, where folks are trying to do the right thing, but sometimes they don't have the personnel resources or the financial resources to enhance, let's say, access control or visitor management or locking mechanisms on interior or exterior doors or go kits or enhanced first aid kits, security cameras, those types of things. Those are some of the challenges that folks addressed in the school safety site assessments, and hopefully those are some of the areas where we will be able to fund as we begin to review the applications that we have received.
So you've given us some examples of things that schools might be asking for some financial help in being able to enhance or to get, things like the ability to have all doors locked during school hours or to check in people who are coming in, making sure visitors have identification that and they've been checked and things like that. What else might schools be asking for in terms of getting some help to help with finances?
Yep, so mass notification system, certainly to let every single person inside or outside of a school be made aware very quickly of an emergency taking place. Interior shading on windows on the first floor, that folks can drop those shades where they aren't able to see from the outside in. The use of portable radios so that school staff can not only talk with each other during an emergency, but can also potentially talk with first responders. But outside of the equipment as well, from the surveys and the assessments that we got back, there really is a planning, training, and an exercise desire from schools across the state to continue to enhance those processes as well.
Given that you you and your team and officials had checked in with all of these schools around the state, it probably wasn't a surprise that many of them wanted to apply for some of this grant money to make these enhancements. But that number, 250, about what you expected or different?
Yeah, we're very pleased with the number of schools that participated. And we're just in the middle stages of reviewing those grant applications. And when we put out the RFP, we gave some recommendations about what things, types of things and types of equipment and infrastructure items that schools potentially should be applying for. And so far in the ones that I have received, they are spot on in asking for the equipments that, once they purchase those, are going to significantly enhance their readiness and school emergency preparedness efforts.
The legislature did appropriate $4 million to go to schools for these safety enhancements, and schools will be required to provide a 25% match for any grant money that they get from the state?
That's correct.
And then there's an additional $1 million. Is that the federal money that's coming into the state that will also be allocated later on for other kinds of training and stuff?
Correct. And that's the RFP development that's taking place right now with our school safety partners across the state. And that's to go beyond just meeting the needs of our infrastructure resources, but to meet the needs of the planning, training, and exercise resources as well. So what we had heard consistently and have for years is that school executive leadership teams and first response organizations really do need more about how to respond to a critical incident. Things like incident command and crisis communication, and how do they enhance their training and exercise programs that they're doing throughout the school and the academic year. That additional funding is going to prioritize that. So it's a two-pronged approach, one on the infrastructure and the technology side, and one on the planning, training, and exercise side as well.
So, Rob, in this initial round of the $4 million that schools and 250 of them can apply for, you've said you'll release the grants, you'll make all the decisions by August 1st. The money will actually go to schools around September 1st. But what's going into the decision-making process in terms of how much money each school will get?
Yeah, it's a $25,000 cap per school. And schools, can put in for as many projects as they would like, reaching up to that $25,000 cap. And then those grant applications are reviewed, and different scores are associated with different priorities that were set by the state for different types of pieces of equipment. Let's say locking mechanisms for interior, exterior doors, or mass notification, emergency notification systems. Those might have a higher point value associated with than some other pieces of equipment that folks potentially could have been putting in for. So those evaluations will be done, decisions will get made, and as you said, hopefully those letters of and grant award applications and notifications will go out the first part of August.
Rob, how do you know that this will make Vermont schools safer?
Well, I tell you, I think right after not only Parkland, but the similar situation and the threat that we had at Fairhaven, I think the governor was spot on in getting funding out quickly to schools, but also doing that based on data. It's not just putting funding out there for folks to spend money. It's spending smart dollars. And I know that schools have done a great job in prioritizing those initiatives. And I think our school safety site assessments really gave those school executive leadership teams an opportunity to pause and think about where they might want to prioritize their money. And I think we prioritize the equipment that folks should be putting in for things that make the most sense, for things that if they are implemented and put into place, that will immediately make schools safer the day after that money is spent.
And you're confident about that it really does make this infrastructure improvement make schools safer to some degree.
It absolutely does. But again, it really is a 360-degree approach to school safety that, we really need to get away from thinking, well, if we do just this one thing, we're going to be safe from all the threats and hazards and vulnerabilities that we potentially may be exposed to. We need to make sure that we're not only doing the infrastructure, but under the governor's leadership, we're also doing the planning, training, and exercise initiatives as well. So it's a whole community approach to keeping our schools and our kids safe.
Once the money is handed over to schools, how quickly do they have to use it to make these improvements?
Yeah, it's a 3-year implementation process, I believe. And so they will have that money quickly, and they will be able to get the funds in place. And then it's a matter of securing those vendors and those contractors and those subject matter experts to put those funds in place.
That's Rob Evans, School Safety Liaison Officer for the Agency of Education and Department of Public Safety. Thanks very much for talking with us today, Rob.
Thank you.